I think yoga is the practice of paying attention. On this podcast, Yoga Strong, we talk about what paying attention on the mat, what being aware and being present, whether you're in the studio or out of the studio, or in the kitchen, or with your family, or with your friends, in connection, in your heart, in your head. What does paying attention look like for your life? That's what this podcast is all about. That's what Yoga Strong is about. It's not just strong in your muscles and strong in your movement on the mat. It's strong everywhere. This is Yoga Strong with your host, Bonnie Weeks.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Oh, apparently I'm singing that today. Oh, you're lovely. Thank you for being here. I have a quick share for you today. And that is a quote from somebody that I think is pretty fantastic. And his name is Jesh Derox. And I actually have a longer podcast with him here, so you can scroll back and find that. It's incredible. He is such a powerhouse of a human who celebrates joy. I'll just put it that. And he's the creator of Kindred Meditation as well. And I was listening to him speak the other day, and he said, "We think we're small because we think we know ourselves." Isn't that beautiful? We think we're small because we think we know ourselves. How many times have you apologized for yourself in some way, right? Or excused yourself in some way? I know for me, I'm like, oh, I'm just at the beginning, or I don't know the things, or, you know, that we like deflect. How much are we deflecting attention and everything away from us because, you know, we're small? Because we think that we know ourselves, and we're like, oh, really? Like, I'm just small because, like, this is who I am. This is what I'm able to do. And this is what other people are doing. And, you know, like, I'm just me. And we think we're small only because we think that we know ourselves. And kind of this push against, that's what this is making me think about, is this push against, like, what does knowing ourselves mean? And truly knowing ourselves is a lifelong pursuit. I woke up today and I was a new person again. So knowing myself is a moving target. And if I remember that, then that makes me realize that I don't know myself at all. Like, who am I today? And, you know, I think of even yesterday for myself, I had this whole process, that emotional process, that was surprising. I had this interaction that I walked away from feeling surprised at my reaction. And I had to, like, sit with that for a minute. And, you know, I took a walk, and there's this giant tree that's in my neighborhood. And apparently the tree's name is George. That's what the person who owns that land has told me. George is a giant sequoia, and I have walked by George so many times. I thought, I just want to sit next to the tree and, like, lean up against the tree. And I've been like, it's right by a road, and like a neighborhood road, and people walk by there a lot. And, you know, I did. I just sat next to the tree. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I went and sat on George, on this giant root at the bottom. And I leaned my back against George, and I looked up into the branches, the top of my head up against George, and I just let George hold me. And, you know, I shifted some thoughts that I felt like were really beautiful, actually, and found some things that maybe I will share another time. And I was a different person. And now I woke up today, and now I've had that experience, and I'm a different human. And we think we're small because we think we know ourselves. And really, knowing ourselves is like a daily occurrence of, like, who have I transformed into today? And why do I think such small things about myself? Why do I think I don't have the power of one that I actually have? Am I playing small because I think I'm small, because I think I know myself, when really, if I could step back for a minute, the infinite amount of creation that is in me, where if we were to pick up and look at our palms right now, or the way that our hands move, the way our hearts beat in our chest, and the way that we can feel the energy in the room when there's another person there, the way that your impact has had an influence on somebody else today. Even if you've been sitting in your home and have not interacted with a single other person, people have thought of you. People have thought of you. I cannot tell you how many people that cross my mind in a day. So many people, so many people I haven't even ever met, but I have interacted with only on in like an online sort of way. And we are so much more capable. We are so much bigger. We are so much more impactful. We are so much more than we think we are. And we think we're small because we know ourselves. So really, if we said, what if we switched that and said, because I don't know myself, I'm much larger than I think I am. And if we switch that and say, I don't actually know, which creates infinite possibilities, right? You think of space. What do we not know about space? Or think about like the ocean. Think about those things that have depths that we're trying to understand. I mean, did you know that the fascia, you could look up this in like the body, right? The fascia in the body, it has only been within the last, like I think 10 years that they started keeping the fascia from the body in cadavers as they studied human bodies. They didn't think it was like worth looking at before. What other things in the body is that being thought of? The current breakthroughs of body science. And I mean, like we're miracles. And to think of the ocean and think of space and think of the vastness of unknowing. And then if we were to reverse that and put that on ourselves and say, oh, there is so much left to discover. You are the ocean. You are that starry night sky. There is so much to discover, and you are so much bigger than you think you are. You are so much vaster. You are so much bolder. You have so much more power than you think you currently have. You are a walking universe. Oh my gosh. Does this change the way that it's making you feel, like it's changing the way that it's making me feel? You're not here to be small. You are here to be that ocean. You are here to be that space. You are here in the vastness of it all, and you are making a difference. I am thinking of you. I'll talk to you soon. Mwah.